left off yesterday at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, about halfway down the page, so we have some ground to make up. Says the Mishnah, Hareze Gitechim Labasim Ikan Yad Yud Beis Chodesh, Umeis Bitoch Yud Beis Chodesh, Eino Get. The person says, this should be your get if I don't come between now and 12 months, and the guy dies within the 12 months, the get is not going to be chal. Rashi explains, because we're assuming that if you say im labasi, the assumption is that the get is going to be chal when the 12 months are over. Since the guy is dead when the 12 months are over, in get la charmisa, it's impossible for the get to be chal at that point in time. However, if he says, hareze giteich me achshav im labasi mikan yud vad yud beis chodesh, umeis betoch yud beis chodesh, hareze get. If he says that the get should be chal from right now, if I don't come after 12 months, and then he dies within the 12 months, so we're pretty certain he's not going to be coming after the 12 months because he's dead, then the get is going to be chal. It's going to be a good get because he said it was supposed to be chal me'achshav, not at the conclusion of the 12 months. If the guy said that if I don't come within 12 months, I want you to then write and give a get to my wife. So if the people he spoke to decided to write the get within the 12 months on the chance that he doesn't come, and then they gave it, even though they gave it after the 12 months were over as instructed, since the writing was not as instructed, the writing happened within the 12 months, the get is not going to be a good get because they were not commissioned to write the get at the time that they wrote the get. They were told, if I don't come within 12 months, then write and give the get to my wife. They wrote the get a little bit early. Kisu tenu get leishti im lo basi mikan vayud beis chodesh. If, however, he says it in the reverse, he doesn't say, if I don't come within 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. He says, write and give a get to my wife if I don't come within 12 months. First, he mentions the kisvu tenu, kasvu b'toch yud beis chodesh, nasal achi yud beis chodesh, and they write it within 12 months and give it after 12 months. Then you have machlokas. Tanakama says, eino get. It's not going to be a good get for the same reason as the previous case. It doesn't matter if he said kisvu tenu first or he said the imlo basi first. Either way, the mashmaus is he only wants the get written after 12 months when he doesn't show up, and therefore they were not entitled to write the get prior to they were not permitted to write the get prior to that point in time. But Rabbi Yossi Omer Kazeh get. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in this case the get is going to be chal, it is going to be a valid get. In this situation where he first said kisvu tenu and then said the imlo basi, they have the right to write the get even before the 12 months are up. If they write it and give it all after the 12 months are up, but the guy dies, so if the get comes before the death, so then it's a good get. You don't have a problem with get lachar misa. They were certainly commissioned to write the get at that point in time. It was after 12 months. V'im misa kadma the get, ain't no get. But if the Misa happened before the get, so obviously if the death happened before the get, then it's not going to be a good get, because then get lachar Misa. But the Chiddush, I guess, would be v'min yadua. What if you don't know which came first, whether the guy died first or the get came first? So zui shamru mugreshes veinu mugreshes. That's the case that we say mugreshes veinu mugreshes, that it's a suffik erushin. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana, Rabbi Senu Tirua Li Nase. In the presumably going on the first case of the Mishnah, where the guy did not say Me'achshav, he says this should be your get after 12. If I don't come after 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, so the Mishnah had said it's absolutely not a good get. She's considered married to him, and if he dies, so she needs Yibum from his brother, assuming they don't have any children and he has a brother. But Rabbi Seinu disagreed. Rabbi Seinu said, even though he didn't say Me'achshav, still we assume he meant that the get should be chal right now, not that the get should be chal when in 12 months he doesn't come. The 12 months was just a Tanai, but certainly we assume he meant the get should be chal right now, and therefore she's Muteris L'shuk. If he dies, she's or even if he doesn't die, she's Muteris L'shuk because she is divorced. So says the Gemara, that's where Rabbeinu paskin. Man Rabbeinu, who are Rabbeinu? I'm Rabbi Damashmal Beidin the Shar Mishcha. It's that Beisdin the Shar Mishcha, the Beisdin that was Matir, the Shemen Shel Akum. That we know the Rashi points out that at one point they asked not only Yayin of non-Jews and not only Pass of non-Jews, but they assert not only Bishul of non-Jews, but they assert Shemen Shalakum as well. So they came along, and this Bezin came along and was Matir that Isser. Savi Lakrabiosi, and that Bezin holds Lakrabiosi, Damar Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiach Alav, who holds that the Zman of the Shtar is Mochiach on when you want it to take effect. So since they wrote the get within, the guy wrote the get in this case within at the beginning of the 12 months, and he wrote that date into the get, and that's when he gave it to her, so we assume that's when he wanted it to be chal, not the verbal tanai of after 12 months. We assume he wanted it to be chal on the zman written inside the get. Am Rabbi Abba Reid, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesiyah Ben Oshel, Rabbi Gamliel, Bar Rabbi Hora, that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who is the son of Rabbi, right, that's how the Gemara distinguishes the grandfather and grandson, both had the same name and title. They were both called Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, right? So in order to distinguish between the, I guess, more famous Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi, and the his less famous grandson, who was also a prominent figure, so they call Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe, they call Rabbi Yehuda Anasi or Rebbe, and the grandson they call Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Nesiyah just means Hanasi, but that's the way they distinguish between the grandfather and the grandson. But anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the grandson of Rebbe, Hora was Matir also. He paskined that it should be that she should be Mutaris Lashuk as well in this case. Now it doesn't say Hora Lahatir, but Hora in general always means a Lashon of Heter. Hora'a is a Lashon that implies a psak that required a certain amount of knowledge and a certain amount of guts, I guess. It required a certain amount of halachic work to be able to come out to a hora'ah. So in the Gemara has an expression in Maseches Ksubis, mi ika hora'ah le'isir. Does hora'ah ever mean a psak to say something is aser? And Rashi over there explains that you don't need a hora'ah to make something aser. To make something aser, if you're not sure what to do, by default you would make something aser. So hora'ah is usually, the Gemara over there points out there are exceptions, but is usually a psak associated with being matir something, because you need to be matir something that takes a lot more guts and takes a lot more knowledge to be matir something than it does to be machmir something. That's how they explain. That's how Rashi explains at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, koch de'etera adif, explains the same idea that koch de'etera adif means that it's not such a big deal to be machmir. Anyone can be machmir, but koch de'etera to come and be mekel is going to be is a much bigger deal. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was matir lohodu lo kol siyato v'amila kol shaito, and either his entire chevra didn't agree with him, or no one during his entire lifespan agreed with him. So people did not agree with his psak. Says Tosos of here, Ein lochiach mikan de'ein alach kraviosi, avgav de rav pasak havasei, mishum de Rabbi Yochanan ka'amar hacha, lo hod lo kol siyato, v'rav Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yochanan. He says, don't try to prove that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan over here paskins against Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yochanan says that lo hod lo kol siyato, and Rav paskins like Rabbi Yossi, because Rav says because Rav is the one that did paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So don't try to prove that necessarily we paskin against Rabbi Yossi over here, that we would paskin against Rabbi Yossi, just because generally we would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. Why? First off, Tosa says, just because Rabbi Yochanan says that lo hod lo kol siyato or kol shaito doesn't mean Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He's just saying that it didn't gain widespread popularity in his time. People were not accepting his psak. But it was the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. It just wasn't something that was widely accepted. So it could be that Rabbi Yochanan himself would still pask in that way, or it could be that over here where it's Baal Peh, he does not like Rabbi Yossi. But had it been b'ksav, had everything been written, had been done in writing, these Zmano Shel Shtar plus the Tanai been done in writing, then maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Lev. Over here was only the Zman of the Shtar that was in writing. The Tanai was done Balpeh. Maybe there's more reason to think that the Balpeh Tanai is a Chazara on it's being Chazar on what was actually written in the Shtar. Okay, Amar Leh Rabbi Lazar Lahu Saba. Rabbi Lazar said to Hahu Saba, Ki Sharisua, Lialter Sharisua, Lacha Shemasar Chodesh Sharisua. In this case, where Rebbe was Matir her, was he Matir her right away? Meaning the guy died, so we know he wasn't coming back in 12 months. So is he Matir her immediately, or is he Matir her after 12 months? Did he wait for the 12 months to be up when the guy didn't come back and then say, okay, now she's Mutaris Lashuk? So what's the two svaras? Lealter Sharisua Daloasi. Was he Matir her right away? Because he knows he's not coming home, and therefore you know that tonight will be fulfilled, and she will have been divorced by now because it goes back retroactively. Or do you need to actually wait for the kiyum of the Tanai in order to be matir her? So the Tanai was not yet fulfilled until the 12 months are up. So says the Gemara, why don't you ask it directly on the Mishnah instead of asking on the Psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? Why don't you just ask directly on the Mishnah? Why don't you ask on the second case of the Mishnah where the guy says that the get should be chal me'achshav, if I don't come back within 12 months, why don't we ask right there? When are we going to let her get married? Are we going to let her get married 6 months into it when we know he's dead and we know he's not coming back? Or do we need to wait out the 12 months? Yeah, that's true. The Gemara could have asked the same question on the Mishnah, but because we were dealing with that Maisa that was mentioned by Rabbi Yudhisthira, so we asked the question on that. The question is the same question. The Tosfos of Yer Da'ikayim Le Tana'e, right? The Tosfos on the Tzad that says that he's fulfilled his Tanai after the 12 months are up, and maybe you should only be matir her at that point in time. Tosfos, I don't understand this Tzad. You know he's not coming home. So why would you have to... The Tanai is fulfilled already. He's not coming back. He's dead. So what do you mean you have to wait for the 12 months till the Tanai is fulfilled? The Tanai is done already. So the Yeshlomer Dika L'migzer Atu Lomes, Ki Eino Lom Yodin Shemes. He says the real tzad to say that you should have to wait the 12 months is because not everyone knows when someone dies. And therefore, it's going to look bad because people are going to think that he didn't die. V'yitamu al shematirin linasei. And people are going to say, what's going on over here? Why is this woman allowed to get remarried? We know that the get had it tonight of 12 months, and they're not going to realize that the husband's dead. But once the 12 months are up, everyone's going to know that Tanai has been fulfilled. But the point is, though, that there's no real tzad to say, misvara, that you should have to wait 12 months. It has to be a gzeira. Once the guy is dead, you know he's not coming home. The first tzad of the question is much more logical. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya kol modim, heichad amar l'kshetetzicham min artika l'chinafka karmala. When the guy says that the get should be chal when the sun comes out, so he clearly means that it should only be chal at that point in time, not that it should be chal me'achshav, when the sun comes out. And therefore, if he dies at night before the sun comes out, it's going to be considered a get le'achar misa. It's not going to be a valid get. Everyone would also agree that if he says this get should be chal, should be a good get al menas that the sun comes out, he clearly means it should be chal right now, and the sun coming out is just a tanai. Because he's used lashon al menas, that's the same thing as saying me'achshav. Lo nechluku el be'im teitzei. Marsav lo krabi yosi dam rizman shoshar mochiach lov. Vavle ke me'ayom mesi ke me'achshav mesi. Marlosav lo krabi yosi vavle ke im mesi greida. The question is, if he doesn't use the lashon of almanas, nor the lashon of likishetetze, rather he just says im. He uses the lashon of im. So that's machlokas whether you pass like Rabbi Yossi or not. That one shita would hold like Rabbi Yossi that the zman shel shtar mochiach alav, and therefore it should be chal l'mafreya. And the other shita says no, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, and im mesi is just a tanai for the future. Then the Mishnah went into all these cases where the guy said, I want you to write and give a get to my wife if I don't come within 12 months. And they write the get before the 12 months are up. So we said in that case that there's Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi whether the get is going to be good or not because it was written before the time. Amalei Rabbi Yemel Ravashi, Lema Ksav Rabbi Yossi Kasim Get Al Tanai Kasher. Is Rabbi Yossi trying to tell me, Rabbi Yossi who said the get is good in this case, is he trying to say that when you write a get and you don't yet know if you're really commissioned to write the get at that time, that it's Kasher? You're writing a get Al Tanai that maybe it will be good, maybe it won't be a valid get. Only time will tell that's a Kasher way to write a get. So says, really, I'll tell you generally it's possible. The shiny hachab over here, it's different. From the fact that the guy could have said in the proper order, if I don't come, write and give the get. But instead he said, write and give it if I don't come, mentioning the writing and the giving before the tanai, hachi kamer. This is clearly what he meant to say. Kisvu me'achshav, utnu im lo basi. I want you to write the get right now and give it if I don't come. And the Rabbanan say, nah, it doesn't make a difference whether you said kisvu tenu before the imlo basi or imlo basi before kisvu tenu. Either way, you mean that you only want it written and given both after the 12 months are up. Tan Rabbanan, lachar shavua shana. If a guy were to say, this is your get, if I don't come after the Shemitah cycle. So what do you mean, I don't come after the Shemitah cycle? Whenever I come, it's going to be sometime after the Shemitah cycle, so she's never divorced, you just wait forever till the guy comes, because he said, only if I don't come after the Shemitah cycle. So the Bryce says, no. And when someone relates a time period to a previous time period, there's a limit on when you say it's after the Shemitah cycle, meaning we don't call the time period we're in right now, it's after Sukkot. It is after Sukkot, it's after last year's Sukkot, but you wouldn't refer to this time period as after Sukkot. You wouldn't say, yeah, we were finishing up Gittin after Sukkot. We weren't, right? That's the so there's a limit. So la'achar shvu, whenever you say after the Shemitah cycle, shani, you mean 1 year, the first year after the Shemitah cycle, la'achar shana, whenever you say after the year, chodesh, you mean 1 month after the year's up. Lachar Chodesh, Shabbos. Whenever you say after a month, you always mean a week. Lachar Shabbos, Mai. What do you mean when we say after Shabbos? What do you mean? Yes, Rabbi Zera, Kamed Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Vekamer Chad B'Shabbat V'Trei Utlasa Basa Shabbata. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are called after Shabbos. Arba V'Chamisha Mali Shabbata Kamei Shabbata. And Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are called before Shabbos. There are enough gemeinas for that. Maybe perhaps in terms of Shnayim Mikra, that some of the poskim say you have up until Tuesday for Shnayim Mikra because it's still called, still relates to that Shabbos. It does not yet. It's a time period that does not yet relate to the next Shabbos. Others say, no, well, that probably depends on what you hold the reason for Shnayim Mikra is. Meaning, if you hold the reason for Shnayim Mikra is to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah, so then probably it should be done by Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. If you hold the reason for Shnayim Mikra is that the Halacha wants to be Koveya, a curriculum for us where we'll finish the entire Torah every year, and we'll learn it at least once every year, so then maybe there's more reason to say that you have a little leeway to finish it, later on in the week. Anyway, Tanya Rebbe Yom La'achar Regel Shloshim Yom. When you say La'achar Regel, like the example I gave before, after Sukkot, so the 30-day period after Sukkot has the status of after Sukkot. Navag Rabbi Chiya Darshan Mishmei de Rebbe V'kil Suha. Rabbi Chiya went out and darshan that psak in Rebbe's name, and everyone praised him for it. Mishmei de Rabbim V'lo Kil Suha. And he went and he darshaned it in the name of the Rabbim, in the name of many people, of the majority of rabbis, and they did not praise him. Al Malasil Chsukavasei. So we see that the halacha is not like him. How do you see that halacha is not like him? So Pashup Shad is, you see that Allah is not like him, is because people were only willing to say great cheer when, to Rabbi Chiya after he darshaned it, when he said it in the name of Adas Yachid. Because they knew if you say it in the name of Adas Yachid, no one's going to Paskin that way. But when he started saying that this is the accepted opinion, that this is the majority opinion, no one was willing to tell him it was a great cheer. No one thought it was a fantastic cheer because they knew that people were Paskin this way. So obviously the Rabban of the time hesitated to pass them this way. They did not want They did not want it to be passed in this way. The other possibility is the fact that he tried to be Dorish Mishmei the Rebbe makes it sound like initially he was Dorish Mishmei the Rebbe because it was really only Rebbe's opinion. And then he saw it was gaining popularity and he figured, hey, maybe I can get this as the accepted psak. So he started darshing Mishmei the Rebbe, implying that it wasn't really the opinion of the Rebbe, it was really only Rebbe's opinion. But he was trying to pass it off as the opinion of the Rebbe. So it was based on the attempt that we see that the halacha is not that way. From the fact that he started out saying it in the name of Rebbe is an indication that it was really a das yachid. It was not the das of the rabbin. Sometimes you want a halacha to be accepted, you need to say it, you need to put it on broader shoulders. So he started saying it in the name of the rabbin instead of saying it in the name of Rebbe, but it was not in fact the widely accepted opinion. Okay, Hadron lach misha achsu hazorik et leishto new parak. Someone writes, someone throws a get to his wife, v'hi b'toch beso b'toch chatzera reizim ugreshes, and she's inside her own home, inside her own chatzer, so she's divorced. If he throws it to her in his house, in his chatzer, even if the get lands in the same couch that she's sitting on, still she's not going to be divorced because the couch is his, the house is his, the chatzer is his. If she doesn't catch it in her hands, he just throws it in her proximity, but it's his property. She's not going to be Mugresha. She can't be Kona things that way. But if he throws it in her lap, or he throws it in her basket, so then it's going to be Mugresha. Why in her basket is it Mugresha? Because the basket belongs to her, and even though it's in his house, and she has the right to keep it there. He gives her permission to keep it there. So any kli that you have in someone else's possession, that you have permission to leave there, is able to be Kona on your behalf. This is in those handouts that Elisha gives, the Ma'oros Adaf Yomi, they quote Minchas Yitzchak, where they point out that in this Nogea L'maisa, a lot of times in Shiva houses, they have different plates that have for different tzedakahs, that you put money in for different tzedakahs. So can you, let's say you want to give a $20 bill and you want to get some change. So can you take change from different plates and just put your $20 bill in one of the plates and take the change from all the different plates. So, or if a dollar falls out from one of them, can you just drop it into another one or something like that? So they say, absolutely not. See, since each plate is the kelev, or each tzedakah box or whatever they put out there, each aluminum pan is the kli of the tzedakah that is with permission residing in someone else's home, so that kli is kona for the tzedakah. So by moving around some of the money, you're taking away the money that tzedakah was already kona. The other big case the Minchas Yitzchak discusses is chametz before Pesach. I always get the shaila every year, Erev Pesach. People ask, the garbage men didn't come yet. They're only going to come after the Zman is chametz, or they're going to come on the first day of Pesach, whatever. Can we just throw our garbage, which has some chametz in it, in the garbage? So Pashta says, you throw it into your garbage. Absolutely not. It's your kelim in your chatzer. There's no way you can't be mafke. Your kelim or kona. There's nothing that's kona it away from you. It's not. It doesn't work to be mafke something in your own kli in your chatzer. That's not. So Pashto says it doesn't work. Minchas Yitzchak says though that if you're putting it in a certain communities, and where my in-laws live, the garbage cans are provided by the town. They give you one garbage can because they don't want to have too much garbage. So they give a lot of recycling bins and one garbage can. You're only allowed to fill up that one garbage can. You have to pay a lot of money to get a second garbage can, but they own the garbage can. So you're putting it into the town-owned garbage can, which you're allowed to keep on your property, which you allow them to keep on your property to pick up your garbage. In that case, Minchas Yitzchak says, maybe there's a lot more room to be makel, because it's their kli on your property that's kona for them. So maybe as soon as you put the garbage in, they've already been, the city has already been kona the garbage. Okay, anyway, so says Amar Minani Mili, how do I know that this is true? The Tanur Rabban v'nasim biyada. Pasuk says v'nasim biyada. Ein li al yada. So I would only see from there that her hand can acquire a get. How do I know that if you put it in her gaga chatzer v'karfifa minayin, that if you put it in her properties, you put it on her gag, in her chatzer, in her karfif, in all the different parts of her home, that it's also going to work to be a valid get? Tamaloma v'nasim mikal makom. It says v'nasim, so we dash v'nasim mikal makom, that any type of nesina. Frek Rashi, what do you mean? We dash Darshan, Vinasan, we call Makom, that Vinasan means any type of Nesina. It says Vinasan Biyada. It doesn't say Vinasan and that's it. If it just said Vinasan, someone would say, yeah, any giving is good enough. But it doesn't say that. It says Vinasan Biyada. It's very specific that you give it in her hand. So says Rashi, no, because if it really wanted to limit it to giving it in her hand, it should have said Biyada Yitnenu, that in her hand you give it. From the fact that it says Vinasan and then it qualifies Biyada, that implies that that the giving goes beyond just her hand. Tosa says, "Vim Tomer v'neim v'nasan klal biyada prat v'emuchal mashir prat." Why don't we darshan it as a klal prat? Right, that v'nasan is a klal, yada is a prat, v'emuchal mashir prat. So Tosa says, "No, because really it's a klal prat or klal." V'yishlomer v'shilcha chazar klal v'dainin kena prat. So klal prat or klal. So we would darshan ke'ena prat, that it does come to include other things. Things that are similar to her hand, which would include gagar chaser of a karfifa, the tiny nami alchim of brisa like this gabiganov. Similar idea when it comes to ganov. When does the ganov have kinyana gineva? Yado ainli ella yado. I would only know that if it's in his hand. Gagov chaser of a karfifa minayin. How do I know the ganov is kona with his chaser with his properties as well? Tamalamri matzi timatzei mikal makom. Pasuk says matzi timatzei. So we darshin wherever it may be found in his possession. Utsricha, why do I need to be told that a chatzar can be kona both by a get isha and by a ganav? So utsricha, I need both cases. Diyeshmin get mishum dval karchum in krisha. Al ganav leis dval karchum in low. If it only would have told me the case of get, I would say yeah, a get can work because even in gaga chatzar of karfifa, because a get can even work by al karcha. So you see, the implementation of a get is not as difficult as kinyan ganav, as regular kinyanim. Get we allow to happen more easily. There's no other kinyan that works bal karcha of a person. So that's why the get will work even with gaga chaser of karfifa. But by the ganav, it shouldn't work. V'yashmin ganav, and if I would have only been told that it works by ganav, I would say, yeah, mishum de kansei rachmana. Giving him kinyan ganav is not a good thing for him. It's a special knas on him that we consider him to be a ganav and that he's going to have to pay all the fines. But aval get, im alav. But by a get, I would say that there's no reason to make such a din that the gaga chaser of karfifa should work. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases. Chatzera, frankly, Gemara, how can putting it in her chatzer work? Masha kansi isha kona baila. Don't we say that whatever the woman is kona, her husband is automatically kona? So how can the chatzer work at all? Amar Blazer, because of the din mudvar mainly be nechsayif. The case is, the husband writes to her that I don't want to have anything to do with your possessions, meaning he was never kona that field because he had written it off. So, frankly, more of a chikazal am I having? Does that really work? Vatanya, Amr lechaveru din dvar mainly al sadazuvi and liyazuk bavyadim mislaksimena lomer klum. If two people are partners in a field and one guy says to the other din dvar mainly al sadazu, or he says in liyazuk ba, or he says yadim mislaksimena, he says all these lashonos. That's not a kinyan. That doesn't work. That doesn't make it not his anymore. And therefore, by the husband as well, just because he says din dvarim that I don't want to have any din dvarim on this field, so why should that make it that the husband does not own the field? It's his. He needs to write a lashon of matana. He could say, "I'm giving this my chelik in the field to you as a matana." That would work. But to say dinu dvarim should be totally useless. So Amrit Rabbi Yami, because of lava odarusa. No, the case is that he wrote the dinu dvarim mainly before it ever became his, while she was still in arusa. He knew that as soon as they have Nisuin, the field's going to become his, so he preempts it. Before it ever becomes his, he writes this Dinu Dvar mainly. Like Rav Kana's din, that if a person is supposed to receive Yerusha from somewhere else, you can make a Tanai that you don't want to Yarshin this, this item, as long as you haven't yet received it. And like Rav says, if a guy says, I'm not interested in Takanas, we'll see what the gonzu is. But if a person says, I'm not interested in takanas chachamim, that's there to benefit me, meaning the chachamim sometimes went out of their way to make a takana to benefit certain people. If one of those potential beneficiaries said, I'm not interested in this takana, so shaman those, that's fine. They don't need to subscribe to the takana. It's okay. They don't need to take the takana. Okay. Says the Tosos on the bottom, Dinu Dvar Meinli Al Sadazu Lo Amar Klum, Tosos says, Kol Ani Lishin Lo Mahani Klum, Mishum Dimi Dinu Dvar Me'esa Gad V'Ragla V'Salak Nafshei V'Lo Migufa D'Sada. Because all of these Lashonos are implying you don't want to have any dealings with the field, but you're still not being Mesalik yourself from the actual field, from the Guf HaSada. Then Tosos says, Aye, but by an Eved we find it does work. V'Ha D'Mahani Gabi Eved Ein Li Esek Bach. Why does it work to say by an Eved Ein Li Esek Bach? So Tosos says, Hainu Taim Ed Ein Li Esek Bach Mashma El Tei La Atzmecha. Because Ein Li Esek Bach implies, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Rather, I want you to be in charge of yourself. I want you to take care of yourself. V'zeh lo shayach b'sada. Obviously, such a statement doesn't make any sense by a field. A field can't be la'atzmo, right? It can't be to itself. Whereas by the Eved, he's kone himself with such a statement. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayta, my kigonzu. What was this kigonzu that we were talking about? That when you're supposed to be the beneficiary of a takana, you can pass it up. So, the Chacham made a takana for the good of a woman, of a married woman, that in order that that she should always have what to eat, they made a takana that the husband has to provide her with mizonos. Once they made such a takana, the husband has to provide her with mizonos for her benefit. They also didn't want it to be that the husband will look at her like she's a leech and she doesn't contribute anything. So they were misaking that she would give the ma'isi yadayim to the husband. Generally speaking, the ma'isi yadayim was less than the mizonos. She would had no guarantee that her ma'isi yadayim would cover her expenses, and that's why it was a takana for her benefit that the husband would provide her with mizonos, and all she would have to give him is ma'isi yadayim. But if she has a job on Wall Street, well, not Wall Street anymore, but she's a partner in a bankruptcy firm or something, and in a law firm or something, and she's making a couple $1 million a year, so she could say, keep your $30,000 of food per year, your mizonos, and I'll keep my ma'isi yadayim. Thank you very much, right? Because that's it's for her benefit. She has the right to pass it up. Rava Amar Ati Yada Milo Kanye Lebal. So Rava says, what do you think? Again, this is going back to the original question. How can her chatzar be kona for her? Her chatzar belongs to the husband. Kol mach kana isha kana baila. Right. So the first way of approaching it was saying that we're dealing with b'chiyah gavna, that the husband was misalik himself from that field prior to the marriage. Rava says, no, you don't have to go that far. Rava says, atu yada mi lo kanya lebel. What, do you think that the husband doesn't own her hand as well? Meaning, how does a woman's hand acquire a get? Elagita v'yad, ban kechad. Rather you say that the get and the yad she acquires at the same time. Achanami, gita v'chatzer ban kechad. So the same thing, we say the same thing about the get and the chatzer. In Achanami, normally the chatzer would, anything in the chatzer would belong to the husband. But over here it's the get. So she acquires her own rights and her rights back in her field at the same time. It comes simultaneous. Amarli Ravi Naravashi, Rava Yadi Isha Kakashale. Rava, why was Rava bothered by how a woman can be kona get in her own hand? After all, the husband owns the hand. Nihid the kanale the ma'isi yada yada gufa mi kanale. Meaning, why was he bothered by that? The husband does not own her hand. The husband owns her handiwork, what she produces with her hand. He does not actually own her hand. Meaning, I understand by the field, you have a question because the husband owns the field for the peiros. He owns all the peiros of the field. But over here, he only owns the does not own the hand. He only owns the ma'isi yadayim. Fractals, what do you mean by the chatzar also? He doesn't own the field, he only owns the peiros of the field. So Tosfos says, no, there's a big difference. The peiros of the field have a much stronger relationship to the field than the ma'isi yadayim of the hand. The peiros of the field grow from the field. So he actually, it's considered much more that he owns the actual field. So we can understand why he'd be bothered by it. But by the hand, the ma'isi yadayim is produced by the hand, but it certainly doesn't grow out from the hand. So that's how Tosfos points out. So Amale Rava, Yada Eved Kakashale. So he says, no, Rava was bothered by Yada Eved. He was bothered how an Eved could be kona himself with his own yad with a shtar. So you have to say by the Eved that the get and his yad are required at the same time. And that's how he deals with our chatzar case as well, by saying that it all comes at the same time. Demali Shabbata. There was a guy who was dying who wrote a get for his wife on Erev Shabbos, toward late afternoon Erev Shabbos. V'lo hispik l'misvalei, and he didn't have time to give it to her before Shabbos. L'machar takaf le'alma, the next day Shabbos came and he was holding by the end, he was dying. Asa l'kamei de Rava, and they went to Rava, they didn't know what to do because they wanted the get to be given so that she wouldn't need Yibum, but it was Shabbos and you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos. Rashi says it's nisu tiltel, it's mukza. The get is mukza on Shabbos, so they weren't allowed to give it on Shabbos. So what do you do? So he said, here's the Eitzah. The husband should be makne to the wife the location of the get, the place where the get is resting. Okay? Let her make a kinyan on that location by null gadar paritz, by locking the door or something, and that will be a valid form of kinyan on that karka. And the tana null gadar paritz culture are reizu chazaka, and then it will be her chatzar, and with her chatzar, she'll be able to acquire that get. So Rashi says, because the whole problem was that the get was a muksa problem. Fred tells us, wait a second, if the making kinyanim on Shabbos is also, so tells us actually asks, being megarish on Shabbos is also us. There's also nisad rabbanan. The Ran adds, making kinyanim on Shabbos is also nisad rabbanan. Why are we willing to allow those yisurim rabbanan? Once you're allowing yisurim rabbanan, just let the guy pick up the get and give it to her. It's only nisad tiltel. It's only nisad rabbanan. So the Ran quotes from Bali Yitzhak that maybe we're dealing with nisad daraisa over here. Maybe there was a rishos rabbim in between or something, and you're dealing with nisad daraisa. But the Ran says no. There are different types of drabanans. The drabanan that we're making with involves her locking a door. People lock their doors on Shabbos all the time, so it doesn't look as much of a zilzal of Shabbos when we're making on that Rabbanan as it would if we allowed him to pick up the get and actually give it on Shabbos. That would be a much greater zilzal. Amli revilus l'rava mashkan tisha kanabayla. So revilus says to Rava, whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. So how does this work? Ichsef, Rava was embarrassed at first. L'sofik l'milsa darusavai. Then it turned out that she was an arusa, so you don't have the rule of mashkan tisha kanabayla. So Amli Rava, imarmu b'nesuya yamru b'arusa, so Rava declares victoriously, look, then, it's okay because she's only an arusa. That's why you don't say mashkan tisha. Then Rava thought about it a little more. He said, what am I talking about? It wouldn't even make a difference. Even if she was in the Sua, it would be okay because Gita v'chatzer ban kechad. We have this svar of Gita v'chatzer ban kechad. Didn't Rava say that all along? The idea of Gita v'chatzer ban kechad? No, Rava initially said this idea of Gita v'chatzer ban kechad bedafka on this maisa. We got to make a little bit of ground, 30 seconds. She's in her house. We said she could acquire the get. That's only if she's standing right next to it. That's when her chatzar could acquire for her. Even if they're in totally different cities, still it's going to work. But doesn't it say she's in her house? No, not that she's actually there, but that it says if she's actually there, that since it's a chatzar, she's going to be miskareshes. Okay, I guess we'll pick up there tomorrow.